to The Land Before Bedtime,
a production by SPH Radio,
the littlest podcast for our littlest listeners. In each episode, we bring you a short story, fable or fairy tale filled with magic, wonder and imagination. Tonight's story is read by Lavinia Tan. So tuck yourself in, close your eyes, and let's set off for The Land Before Bedtime.
How the Leopard Got His Spots. Once upon a time in the land before bedtime, Zebra and Giraffe relocated to the bushveld to get away from Leopard. The bushveld was covered in towering trees, and the sunlight that penetrated the canopy of the forest casted blotchy, stripy shadows on the forest floor. Zebra and Giraffe stayed in the shadows for so long that the shadows changed the colors of their coat. Zebra often stood in the stripy shadows and eventually grew dark stripes all over his body. Giraffe stood frequently in the blotchy shadows and eventually grew large spots all over his body. Soon they were so well camouflaged in the forest as Leopard was in the high veld. You could stand right next to them and not see them. Leopard missed his friends, Zebra and Giraffe, so he asked his friend, the Ethiopian, if he knew where they went. The Ethiopian, a human man, was a sandy yellow color in those days, too. The Ethiopian didn't know where Zebra and Giraffe were, but he decided to go along with Leopard in search of them. One blistering sunny day, their search brought them to the bushveld. Sandy Yellow Leopard and the Ethiopian stood out in the patchy light of the shadowy forest. "I can smell Zebra, but I can't see him anywhere," said the Leopard. "I can smell Giraffe, but I don't see him anywhere either," said the Ethiopian. "Let's try looking for them again at night and perhaps we'll have more luck," suggested Leopard. That night they crept into the forest to look for their friends. Leopard smelled Zebra and he felt Zebra, but the stripy thing he caught didn't look anything like his friend Zebra. The Ethiopian had the same experiences with Giraffe. Zebra and Giraffe explained how their spots and stripes hit them in the forest, like Leopard's color hit him in the high veld. Leopard and the Ethiopian realized that they would have to modify their hides or skins like Zebra and Giraffe if they wanted to live in the bushveld. The Ethiopian found some black mud in the shadows and he covered himself in it to transform the color of his skin to a shadowy black, which hasn't changed since. "Wow," said Leopard. "Can you camouflage me too? I don't want to be all black all over. I'd prefer some spots like Giraffe." So the Ethiopian took the mud and painted spots on Leopard using the tips of his fingers. And since that day, Leopard has had splotchy spots all over his hide. The end.
This episode was read by Lavinia Tan and produced by Tim O. For more stories just like this, catch us next time in The Land Before Bedtime.
The Land Before Bedtime is a production of SPH Radio. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and streaming on Google Home.